plate, so eat it. Don't you tell me you're full, just eat it, eat it. Get yourself an egg and beat it.
She's back from the travel. Was it overseas, Sarah Bora?
Yes, New Zealand.
Oh, well, it's quite nice over there sometimes.
Yeah, it was beautiful. We had really good weather for, I think it was about 10 of the 15 days or, you know, majority of it. Beautiful weather.
Yeah, no, it can be very nice indeed. You're a CWA award-winning cook, but you couldn't get to the Easter show because of the Kiwi visit. But today we're talking about... this sounds like it's going to transgress several boundaries. Lolly cake.
Yeah, this, I have been told, is a New Zealand delicacy.
Oh.
It's been around in some way or shape or form in New Zealand since the 1940s. And I'll tell you what, it was in pretty much every cafe we went into. It was in every single bakery, and we tried out a good few bakeries in New Zealand when we were there. So I think it's pretty safe to say that people in New Zealand do like their lolly cake. And so I gave one a try when we were over there, and it I would say it's similar-ish to a hedgehog slice. You've got the crushed up biscuits in it, you've got the condensed milk, you've got the coconut, it just has lollies in it. And you don't have the chunks of biscuits that you do with the hedgehog slice. And, of course, hedgehog slice has chocolate in it as well. So, you know, there's differences between the two, but I would say they're quite slimmer, of course, because then the lolly cake has lollies in it. It was a lot sweeter than what a hedgehog slice is. But it was still nice, and I was glad that I gave it a try while I was over there.
Okay, what do you need to make it?
Well, what you would like to do is start off with some malt biscuits. So 250 grams of malt biscuits, crush those up, break them up a little bit, pop them in a food processor. If you don't have a food processor, you can just crush them until they are fine crumbs. Set them aside, and then to prepare the lollies. Now, we don't have the lollies here in Australia that they call for in this recipe, which is 180 grams of either fruit puffs or the Eskimo lollies. These were a really similar texture to, you know, those banana lollies?
Sort of. A bit.
Yeah, those banana lollies that you can either get in the mixed, or I think you can just get a whole bag of the banana lollies.
Right.
They were a really similar texture to that. Or you can just use a mixed bag of marshmallows if you wanted to as well. Marshmallows are a lot softer, but the bananas were a really similar texture to the lollies that were over there. The lollies were just different colours to what the bananas were. Obviously, the bananas are only just yellow. Cut each lolly into, just chop them up into 3 or 4 pieces. And once they chopped, set them aside. What you would like to do then is then melt 110 grams of butter. Once that's melted, I would just melt it in a larger bowl. Add then into that larger bowl a half a can of sweetened condensed milk, or it's 200 grams of sweetened condensed milk. Add that in, stir it all together, add your pre-prepared biscuits in, and the chopped lollies in, mix that all together well so they're all mixed in, and then all you need to do is tip the mixture onto a clean surface, put it onto baking paper so that then you don't have to clean it all up afterwards, and then shape the mixture into a log. If you're shaping it into two separate ones, it should be about 5 to 6 centimetres in diameter because it can be easier to handle if you would like to do it into a smaller one. Then roll it in some coconut so that the coconut is completely covering the outside of it. Press it so that it sticks on. Tightly then cover it in cling wrap. Pop it in the fridge for at least 4 hours, or you can set it in there for the day or overnight so that it sets quite firmly. Take the cling wrap off. After it has set, you don't want to take it off ahead of time or else you'll lose the log shape that you've put together. Then once that's set, slice it into 1 to 2 centimetre slices, and you'll get about 20 slices from it. You can just eat it as is and it's ready to go. So it's a really simple one, and it's a good fun one for the kids to make when all the colours are cut and you can see the lollies in there.
What about this store in an airtight container in the fridge for up to 1 week or freeze for up to 3 months? So this is kind of a relaxed dessert, this one. You've got plenty of time to, you know, look forward to eating it or eat it bit by bit, I gather.
Yeah. Well, I think it's just all of the sugar in it, to be honest. It preserves it. Yeah, plenty of time.
What about the substitutions, though? I'm a bit concerned. I mean, what if you get a real New Zealander over and they see it and say, I'm not eating that. It's it's got marshmallows in it.
Well, we can't get the lollies that were in the... Because the lollies that they have over there, you just can't, I've never seen them in Australia. I could be wrong. Somebody may call the program and tell me that I'm wrong. It's been done before, and I'd be more than happy for somebody to call up and say that I'm wrong and that you can buy them here in Australia. I just haven't seen them before, but they kind of were a yellow, green and pink colour, and I just hadn't seen that texture in the lollies that are here. But to be honest with you, I'm not a big lolly eater, so maybe I just hadn't been looking hard enough. But it's a tougher texture than a marshmallow. They're not as soft as a marshmallow. So using the bananas would work better.
We'll see what happens. In the meantime, welcome back and thank you for that, Sarah.
Thanks. Good to be back. Talk soon.
Sarah Burrow, communications professional and CWA award-winning cook.